In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Phrygia and Pamphylia. But you handled that very well, so thank you. But that kind of proves the point here. At the Feast of Pentecost, 2,000 some odd years ago, there were people from all over the known world gathered in Jerusalem for the Feast of Pentecost. They had Pentecost then, it had a different meaning. For us Christians now, Pentecost is the coming of the Holy Spirit. Then it was a different feast, 50 days after Passover, and was a big celebration. That's why you had all these people in town, and why it might not have been too unusual to see a group of drunken men at 9 o'clock in the morning. It was a party. But as Peter points out, these men are not drunk. It's 9 o'clock in the morning, folks. Get real. They're filled with the Holy Spirit. And they're talking to people from all over. That whole list there. This is how the good news of God and Christ began to be spread throughout the world. At this event. Here you had thousands of people in town from all over creation, at least as they knew it. And they went back to their homes. You'll never guess what happened in Jerusalem. It was amazing. These guys, they were telling us about this other guy, Jesus, who taught and preached and healed and fed people, and they crucified him. But then he came back from the dead. Can you imagine? And word spread. Sometimes we wonder why God would choose first century Palestine as a place to start the good news of Jesus Christ. Why not wait till the word can be spread more easily, like we can today? But the fact of the matter is, at this point in history, the world was ready to be reached to all the ends of it, at least as far as they knew. The Roman Empire had standardized the roads and made it safe, relatively speaking, to travel from place to place. You could have a gathering of people from thousands of square miles, that they could come together and hear the good news and then go out and share it with the world. You know, it's interesting that the first really large-scale manifestation of the coming of the Holy Spirit was to undo the Tower of Babel. You remember the story from the Old Testament, from Genesis. After the flood, all the people spoke one language, and they were all together in one place, and they decided, we're awesome. Let's build a tower up to God. We're going to build one all the way up to heaven. And God says, well, I need to go down to even see this tower you puny humans are building, but I'll go check it out. And he realizes that in their pride and their arrogance, they would never turn to him. And so he causes them to speak different languages and scatters them. It's the story of how we get different languages. But at Pentecost, it undoes that. Instead of separating people, it celebrates the diversity that God created. It brings people of all nations and tribes together. The good news of God in Christ is for everyone. That was one of the things that St. Paul had to struggle with. Many members of the early church thought that it was just for the Jews. And Paul's the one that said, no, think about it. All through the prophets, they say that God is going to bless all nations. This is it. This is that time. The time has come. The time has come for the Son to be born of a virgin and to live and to die and to rise again. And we're to share and celebrate that. At the Last Supper, Jesus tells them, I'm going to send the Advocate to you, not the Baton Rouge newspaper, the Holy Spirit. And he does. And he explains to them, I have to go before the Spirit can come. And that seems a little strange. But if you think about it, not so much. When we come up to the altar, one of the acts that I do is to ceremonially break the priest host, as we call it. Ideally, we'd have a loaf of bread, and I break that because you can't share a loaf of bread until it's broken. You can't spread things out until you take it apart. In many ways, using the little wafers kind of undoes the imagery, but it's okay. Besides, if you can believe that stuff is bread, it's not that much harder to believe it's Jesus. But things have to be broken to be shared. Things have to die to grow. Our Lord himself gave the imagery of the seed that has to fall into the earth and die before it can grow and bring new life. And that's what Christianity is about, bringing life out of death, sharing brokenness to make the world better. Our Lord Jesus Christ was nailed to a cross, broken and beaten, despised, cursed, spat upon. If they had tomatoes, they would have thrown them at him. And yet God uses that to save the world. God redeemed that. And God redeems us. And God sends His Holy Spirit to dwell in us. And we come back each week and we get a recharge at the altar that we may live in Christ and He in us. And we take the body and blood of Christ to renew the spirit that God has given us. That we have the strength to go out into the world and to do those things that God has given us to do. Whether they're great and miraculous acts like preaching to thousands of people on the day of Pentecost, or simple, humble things, just loving our neighbor as ourself, being Christ to others. Sometimes that's the harder one. A lot has been made about Bishop Curry's sermon, homily yesterday at the Royal Wedding, and if you haven't watched it yet, do. It's really good. It's classic Bishop Curry. And we are very fortunate to have him be one of us. Makes us very proud to be Episcopalians. And he talks about love. And he preached a sermon that's probably going to be seen by more people than any homily has ever been heard by. And that's great for him. But that's not the only way to show God's love. We can't use the excuse, oh, I can't do that. We do what we can do. One-on-one, each day, to each person we meet, to each thought we have to make it about God and Christ and God's love. We live our lives showing the Holy Spirit to those around us, whether it means wearing red or just being kind to one another, letting love rule our hearts. I mean, God so loved the world that He gave us His Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us, rose again, ascended into heaven, and sends the Holy Spirit, not only to the first apostles, but to all who believe and trust in Christ, to give us the strength, the courage, the motivation to go out and do those things that God has given us to do. Let us always revel and dwell and abide in God's Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.